Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast, is proudly part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. If you're looking for more fabulous podcasts on history, news, and pop culture, then check out evergreenpodcast.com. Endless lavender fields stretching as far as the eye can see, quaint French villages, and the intoxicating scent of lavender wafting through the air. Ah, Provence. But did you know that this iconic region doesn't just captivate your senses with its stunning landscapes? Lavender takes center stage throughout Provence. Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you learn all about those dishes, ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia, and now I'm living my best life in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over 1,500, would you believe, French cheeses, and sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we're continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is something that we all love to have in our gardens, if we're lucky enough, and it's a gift that keeps on giving. From its scent, you can use in cooking, perfumery, medicinally. Aesthetically, the plant is really pleasing. It can be a gift or just a beautiful addition to the garden. So sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson, maybe some of that delicious cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, lavender. Lavender in French is pronounced lavande and spelled L-A-V-A-N-D-E. Lavender is part of the Lamiaceae family of plants, which is also known as the mint family. There are actually 47 known species in the Lamiaceae family. It's native to Africa, Europe, and Asia, as well as to the Canary Islands. Although native in many regions, in Australia, especially the state of Victoria, since 1920, some species of lavender have been considered a noxious weed because they're so invasive. In Spain, this is the same situation, with it being considered a weed in some parts of the country. It's an evergreen shrub that usually grows between 30 to 100 centimetres tall and is crowned by a mass of purple elongated flowers. The flowers appear in late spring and early summer. The plant does best in dry, well-drained, sandy or gravelled soils that are in full sun. In areas of high humidity, they'll be susceptible to root rot and fungus infections, so they're not suited to those areas. Lavender flowers give an abundant supply of nectar, making it a popular plant for bees. And then, of course, they give off their flavour into the honey that the bees make. A lot of people use it as an ornamental plant in their gardens, but it's also a culinary herb, and its essential oils are used for medicinal purposes as well as in cosmetics. The Egyptians would use lavender oil way back 2,500 years ago. It was used as a perfume during the mummification process. Ancient Greeks called lavender nardos, after the Syrian city of Narda, which is now modern-day Douro in Iran. This is where the ancient Greeks would get their lavender from. During Roman times, lavender flowers were sold for about 100 denarii per pound, which was the equivalent of a labourer's monthly wage, or a haircut every week at the local barber. The Greeks and Romans would often bathe in water that had been infused with lavender buds. In culinary terms, throughout history, lavender has been used. The Spanish included it in a spiced wine that they enjoyed drinking, called hypocras. Then, in the 1600s, the English made a jam that was used in teas for its taste and for the medicinal purposes that it gave. This jam was produced with lavender in it, and it was a prized conserve of Queen Elizabeth. She'd always have it at her table, apparently. Interestingly enough, there is little appearance of lavender in French cuisine before the 20th century. The English word for lavender comes from the old French word of lavande, which comes from the Latin lavare, from lavo, which means to wash. There are three main names for the main species of lavender we know today: English, French, and Spanish lavender. English lavender has the sweetest fragrance of all the lavenders, and that's what's often used in cooking. French lavender has a strong pine scent and flavour, and then Spanish lavender is even stronger, so that's not recommended for cooking at all. Commercially, lavender is mainly grown for the production of lavender oil, an essential oil that is used in balms, perfumes, cosmetics, and some topical applications. Fabulously Delicious is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. You can check out other fabulous shows at evergreenpodcast.com. Of course, lavender in France is synonymous with Provence, with it being the emblem of the region. Some say it's its heart and soul. Often, lavender is called the blue gold of Provence. In summer, if you're lucky enough to go at the right time, then a stroll through the purple-blue fields of lavender offer the perfect vista with a stunning sunset or sunrise in the background. Oh, the perfect picture. Speaking of perfect pictures, Claude Monet and Vincent van Gogh were inspired by the beauty of lavender fields in Provence that they painted, were so inspired by the beauty of the lavender fields in Provence that they painted them many times, capturing the light, air, and the colours of the sceneries before them. The demand for lavender production in Provence grew when Grasse became the world's capital of perfumes, thanks to famous perfumers like Gallimard, Molinard, and Fragonard. The three Nards, I like to call them, who made the French and the entire world fall in love with their perfumes. Lavender in Provence is harvested according to strict climatic rules, depending on the humidity in the air. If there's a long drought period, harvesting can be brought forward, and where there is heavy rain, it can be delayed. In the past, traditionally, harvesting of lavender was done by hand and solely by women. Possibly the most famous lavender fields in France, or even the world, are found at Abbey de Senoc, which dates back to the 12th century. The abbey's monks grow lavender there to this day, and you can go visit them and even buy some to bring home with you. In culinary terms, most cooking uses the dried buds of flowers of the plant. They add a subtle citrus, almost lemony flavour. Because of the potency of the flowers increases with the drying process, it's recommended that it's used sparingly in cooking. Otherwise, you run the risk of having a soapy flavour to whatever you're cooking, like you hear in so many TV shows. French cuisine embraces lavender, with it often being used to coat the outside of sheep or goat's milk cheeses. In Provence, some places take the lavender flowers and candy them, to be used as decorations of pastries and cakes. A use I love is to make lavender sugar, which is a great ingredient to place in the pantry, My recipe for lavender sugar is... Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of dried lavender, 2 cups of caster sugar. And the method: put the lavender in a food processor and pulse this for 10 to 15 seconds. Add 1 cup of the sugar and pulse until combined for around 20 to 25 seconds. Then place this in a bowl with the remaining sugar and whisk until it's combined. Place this in a jar with a lid on top until you're ready to use it. This lavender sugar can be added to beverages like tea or homemade lemonades, and also included in baking goods. Like if you're making some scones, replace a tablespoon of the sugar with the lavender sugar. And another fabulous use is to add it to whipped cream when whipping them. The cream, that is. It makes the cream delicious. This lavender sugar will store in your cupboard for up to 6 months in a jar. You can also find lavender used in herbal teas and infusions, especially here in France, where they love a good infusion tea. They're often blended with black and green teas, and then this tea is also often used in baking and patisseries to infuse the flavour subtly. Many people buy and use dried lavender bunches to hang in their kitchens and houses as an insect repellent. And medicinally, lavender is often used to reduce symptoms and treat conditions like insomnia, anxiety, headache, and even hair loss. I found that out a bit late. I make my own pillow mist from the lavender plants we have growing in our garden every year. Here's my recipe for pillow mist. The ingredients you'll need: lavender buds from the garden, as much as can fill a masonry jar, and vodka. The method: place the lavender buds in a masonry jar. Fill to the top with vodka. Put the lid on and then store in a cool, dark place for 3 months minimum. I usually place this in the cellar. Once ready to use, dilute a third of the lavender vodka to 2/3 of water in a small spray bottle. This is a great thing to spray over your sheets when making the bed with fresh, cleaned and dried sheets. And the spray bottles make excellent gifts. Jean Genet was a prolific French author who lived in Provence. He once said about the lavender in Provence, something so simple, but also so strong. Jean Genet said, "Lavender is the soul of Provence." That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Do you use lavender? Have you cooked with it? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. Slide into my DMs, Andrew Pryor Fabulously. I love to chat with you all. If you share your recipes for lavender with me, I'll give them a go and post on my socials, maybe even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, you know what my motto is: whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors: Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.